Did Victor give you any idea why he wanted us here today?
No, but I'm sure the subject of Newman Media will come up, but beyond that, I have no idea.
Well, I've given a lot of thought to that since we talked about it.
Would you care to share, Sharon? Oh, that's right.
Very funny, Adam.
Are you implying that I can't be trusted with sensitive information?
You seem to be in a pretty good mood for somebody who just got busted for trying to screw over his partners.
I never attempted to screw over anybody.
Yeah, what would you call it?
Business. I made a play, it didn't work, so on to the next.
If there is a next.
If we're still a part of any of this.
Well, I'm guessing some of us will be. Probably the ones who know how to run a media company. I think that'll narrow the field a little bit.
Wow, you never give up, do you?
Not when I am right.
And in your mind, that's always.
In this case, it is. Okay, Dad may be pissed off at me, but in the end, he will realize that I am the only one to turn Newman Media into the powerhouse it should be.
Is that why you think Dad called this little meeting to anoint you king?
That would be epic, but no. I don't think that's Dad's plan. I think today will be all about marking his territory and trying to slap some goodwill into us and, hey, let's all get along. All for one, one for all. Go team.
If I were you, I wouldn't try and figure out what Dad's gonna do because usually he does what you least expect.
Well, good afternoon. Thank you all for coming. Let's all have a seat. I'll get right to the point. You know, I give the three of you an opportunity to work together productively, professionally, on this new venture. You've made a mess of it so far, prompting me to step in and fix things. But I promise you this time, I'll make some drastic changes.
Well, it's not surprising, considering Adam resorted to lies and blackmail and a blatant power grab to take over Newman Media.
There you go, Nick. True to form. When in doubt, it's all Adam's fault.
Are you saying you didn't do any or all of those things?
All I did was stake a claim to something that I thought was rightfully mine.
And to hell with everybody else?
Guys, this is what I'm talking about. You're bickering. You're not solving business problems. What's the matter with you? All of you. Let me have your vision of what you think this company should look like, all right? Hold nothing back.
Will that have any impact at all on what you end up doing?
Probably not. Shall we begin?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I ask the three of you for your vision of the company. You don't have to think about it now, do you? I would like to announce now with great pride that I'm appointing Adam as the new CEO of Newman Media. And the new media will include the recently acquired assets of McCall Unlimited and Kirsten Incorporated. And as per Adam, Sally Spectrum will be his CEO.
What is going on?
I've made a decision.
I refuse to believe you made this decision on your own. Did Adam force you into this?
No one's son forces me into a damn thing, you know that.
I don't believe you. What have you done?
Hey, I am just as surprised as you are. But I'm grateful, nonetheless.
This is outrageous.
Accepted.
Does this shakeup also include Newman Enterprises?
Yes, indeed it does. Nate Hastings will no longer be involved with Newman Enterprises. And your mother will become the new director of research and development for Newman Media. And Victoria will become my COO.
Your COO?
Yes. Taking back the reins of my company. I own the damn thing. My name on it.
Adam has done nothing but bring pain to all of our lives. He thrives on deception and blackmail. Help me understand this.
He's my son. He has earned it.
What does that make me?
You're just not as capable, son. That's all. Proud of you, my boy. Mm. Very proud of you.
Thanks, Bob.
Yep.
And what does that mean for Nick and me?
I assume they will report to me.
Oh, yes. You'll be their boss.
Have you forgotten that we are a part of Newman Media, too?
I don't think either one of you will be happy there.
So we're out.
I wish that I could say yes, for your own sake. Contractually, I don't think I could do that. Can I?
Well, we can obviously always talk to a lawyer. Hmm. You know?
In the meantime, Sharon, you have a lot of options. You could open your own therapy practice for kids and adults. I'd be happy to set you up with that. Or you could go back to Crimson Lights. You really are brilliant at working with people. You know, that's your arena, not this mess.
I really wish I could say that I'm surprised at this, but you're showing your true colors.
Well, either you're with me or you're against me. And it really breaks my heart that you're not with me, Sharon. If you could have just simply accepted the fact that I was most suited to take over.
And those true colors are as self-serving as ever.
No, I'm sorry that you feel that way. You know, he's the one that you should be upset at. Things would be a lot different right now if you believed in me.
If I believed in you, I'm the one who brought you in, Adam. I'm the one who gave you the chance in the first place, and then you turned around on us like this. You're disappointed in me?
It's nothing personal.
Everything is personal with you, Adam. Everything! You think the world owes you something.
Okay, well, then maybe it is a little personal. Because you always see Nick as the hero and me as someone to fix. Well, I'm actually just fine.
Well, I am sure as hell not working for you.
And nobody expected you to, Nick. God knows you would never accept that Dad actually chose me over you. Let's face it, you're a plotter. Okay? A dime a dozen. Without the Newman name, you would be struggling to pay the rent. Fortunately, Dad saw through your limitations, and that is why I am where I am. And you're wherever you choose to go.
If you expect me to live with this humiliation, you are crueler than I thought.
I don't expect you to do anything. You had your chance. You couldn't let me just be me, and now you gotta take Sharon down with you.
You are one smug, arrogant son of a bitch.
Yes, I am. You finally get me, Nick. I am smug, and I am arrogant, and I certainly can be a son of a bitch. That's how you get what you want in life, is you go out and you take it. Nice guys finish last, right, Dad? When are you gonna learn that, Nick?
How's this for a nice guy?
Adam? Am I boring you?
No. No, I just was thinking about my answer to your question.
Good to know. Sharon, I asked you for your vision of the new company going forward. But last time I heard you speak, you sounded somewhat reticent. Am I wrong about that?
No, you are not wrong, Victor. I do have some very serious concerns about moving forward with you and Newman Media.
Uh-huh. May I ask you why?
Well, isn't it obvious? You've said it yourself in the past, and you said it again just now. The three of us do not work well together. Between conflicts and the power grabs and the mistrust, it's all just become too much. It's overwhelmed everything. Every time I think that we're making some progress forward, something happens and blows it all up.
Yeah, I assume I am the something that you are referring to.
Son, please let her speak.
Yes, Adam, you are the something that I am referring to. I was the one that suggested that we work together and bring these two companies together, and you've done nothing but make me regret that ever since.
I only did what I felt was necessary. Sharon, this was just business.
No, it is not just business, Adam. We are people, too. We're people who happen to have some history together, so it was always going to be a bit of a challenge putting that baggage behind us and moving forward together this way. You made that a lot more difficult than it had to be. No, you made that impossible. Victor, may I ask a question?
Certainly may.
What are we really doing here? Do you honestly care what I think?
I do care what you think. I just need some more points to understand and some new perspectives. Okay?
Which means you're asking us what we want so then you can turn around and not let us have it.
Son, it means that I'm asking you for your opinions about where we should go in the future.
Can I say something?
Of course, go ahead.
Nick and Sharon are right. They've been right the entire time. I have made a complete mess of everything, and I am so sorry.
Are we supposed to believe that? After everything you've done, the way you have hurt this family, all of a sudden you're sorry?
No. I don't have the right to expect that you will believe or accept my apology. I've done nothing to earn your trust or forgiveness.
Well, at least you're smart enough to know that. Mm-hmm.
All I'm trying to do is take accountability now. And Sharon, you are right. You did bring this idea to me. And all I've tried to do is sabotage you. Since I first came to Genoa City, you were one of the few people that saw the best in me, that thought that I could be better, I could be something more. And every time you let me in, I betrayed you. I punished you for your kindness and your generosity. And this time was no different. I once again let anger cloud my judgment, and I made decisions out of fear and desperation. You deserve better. You all deserve better.
Well, thank you for saying that, for acknowledging the truth.
It hasn't been easy, but here I am. Nick, you were brought in to keep an eye on me, make sure I behaved. Because it says a lot about me and all the mistakes that I made that you all thought that that's what I needed, a minder.
Yeah, it sure does.
And no matter how many times you tried to make it work, I just wouldn't allow it. I had to spit on your goodwill and your optimism and try to grab power as if it were my right. Well, it wasn't. It isn't. I finally see that now.
Yeah, well, is this nice speech supposed to make everything disappear, Adam?
Of course not. But I have to start somewhere. Dad? Pops? You kept trying and I let you down. You never gave up on me when most people would. You never saw me as a lost soul, no matter how many horrible, twisted things I did. Instead, you tried to teach me. And I fought you on it. You tried to love me and I pushed you away. And for that, for all of that, I am sorry. I know that this rings hollow to you coming from me. You probably think this is some kind of scam. It's Adam trying to play an angle, but I swear to you, this is sincere. I'm truly sorry. Can we make this right? Can we start over? I want to do this with you, me, Sharon. We can make something remarkable. What do you say? Are you in? Can we still try?
Let's do it. Sharon?
Sorry, I was just thinking.
Now, your hesitancy doesn't inspire a lot of confidence.
Well, it shouldn't.
You okay? What are you thinking?
I want out.
Am I to understand you're going to renege on your contract?
I don't trust Adam. And right now, I'm not really so sure that I should trust you either. I would like to take Kirsten and turn it around on my own. I have the opportunity to create something positive and lasting after all of the evil and pain that Cameron brought into this world, and now I am convinced that I need to do that on my own. You never really wanted Kirsten in the first place, not all of it anyway. Your plan was to strip it down to its bare essentials and use it as a support platform for Newman Media. Streamlining, I believe, is the word that we use today, but we all know what that means. Cutbacks, layoffs, and the bottom line.
I'm talking about business. Not about some charity. Not talking about being kind and friendly. This is business. This is the real world.
The Newman world you're talking
about. You bet.
Well, then you've made my point for me. SNA would become a cog in the Newman family machine, which we all know is about success and wealth at all costs. That is not what I signed up for. That's not what I'm interested in doing. You may call me naive, but I believe that there is a way of being compassionate and still turning a profit at the same time. And that's all been lost here. Please let me take Kirsten and go away with it on my own. I'll turn it around on my own. Newman Media and McCall will be just fine without it, and just fine without me.
Kirsten will stay within the purview of my company.
Why? Why not let it go?
Because Kirsten has certain assets that I can utilize. If you want me to buy you out, I'll buy you out.
That is not at all what I want.
This is an exercise in futility. Dad, you basically got Kirsten for free. And now Sharon wants it back, but you won't give it to her because you hate to lose.
I think buying Sharon out is a good move. Dad's right. Kirsten does have some key elements that Newman Media can use, and I know which ones he's referring to.
So this is how you're gonna play it?
Excuse me?
Sucking up to Dad, hoping he makes you CEO.
Or maybe I'm giving Sharon some practical advice that she could use. Nick, you know Dad is never just gonna give her company back. But sure, if you wanna think it's a scam, be my guest.
He's giving you good advice. I would eat it if I were you.
I don't want to be bought out.
And she shouldn't have to, despite what you think.
I think you just want to counter all my ideas because you don't have any faith in my judgment.
Are you kidding me? Everything you touch turns into a disaster.
Oh, you want to compare notes?
At least I'm man enough to admit it when I make mistakes.
Nick, why don't you just admit what we all know? You don't care about this new company. The only reason that you're here is to protect Sharon.
Sharon doesn't need my protection.
No, I don't. You see, there's no way for the three of us to work together, which is why I need to get out with my company intact.
We have a contract.
One which I will not agree to. I am not just going to roll over and let you decide what this company should be.
I have made my decision.
The only good thing that came out of this entire Cameron nightmare was the possibility of using his business for something good, and now it's become another Newman turf war. I want nothing to do with that. This is too important to me. So I will get an attorney, and I will fight for what is mine.
You do you, as they say.
Count on it.
What is the matter with you? She protected your granddaughter with her own life. It's the only way she got this company in the first place. And now you turn around and do this?
This is business.
It's always business with you. This isn't about what's best for the company. This is about what you want.
If what I wanted had happened, the three of you would have gotten along beautifully. Worked together harmoniously, productively. But you're not. This is pure business. So what about you?
What about me?
Where do you see the company go from here?
Oh, you expect me to speak up now after all this?
I mean, come on, Nick. Don't be shy. Tell us, how do you see things playing out?
Adam, shut up.
Sharon is gone. Leaves the two of you. Where do you see the future of the company?
What would I like to see happen?
Yeah.
Tell us what you want, Nick. But I'm sure I can guess your answer. Get rid of me.
Right. Because you're the center of the universe.
But isn't that your usual position when things get tense or combative? To blame me, push me out?
Not this time. The only thing I care about is making sure Sharon gets what she deserves.
Okay, so I was right. You are trying to protect her.
Why should I have to? I mean, what kind of people are we that others continually feel like they need protection from us? That's what we should be looking at, not how much more money and power we can accumulate.
Sharon's naivete has rubbed off on you.
Maybe I just think it's a waste of time. Why give you my vision of what Newman Media should be? You've already made up your mind. So why go through the trouble of playing this game or this experiment or whatever the hell it is you want to call it when really it's just a chance for us to blow off steam? Because ultimately, you're going to drop the hammer and you're going to do whatever you want anyway. So I don't feel like I need to participate.
How about you, son?
Sharon's right. SNA will be just another cog in the Newman machine, which is focused on wealth and success. And that's it. It's no wonder Sharon wants out. I'm beginning to think I do too.
Do you realize that you always have one foot out of the door?
And you keep clinging to this idea that he and I can work together.
Yes.
We can't do it. It's never gonna happen. This is never gonna be one big happy family business because of the way things are.
It's starting to sound like you're doubting actual business, Nick. I mean, maybe you are better off in your nonprofit world where you get a trophy for just showing up.
I will not apologize for what I accomplished at New Hope. I'm very proud of it. And it sounds like Sharon has the same ideas for Kirsten, a very positive media and tech company that gives back, which is a far cry from what Adam has for his vision with Newman Media. They don't mesh, Dad. They're completely different.
So you are saying that I should give the company back to Sharon?
You're damn right I am.
Ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, we're not even speaking the same language.
Well, that seems very on brand for us, so. You know what? Let's just get to it. It's time. What do you want? Tell us, what's the plan?
Look, Nick's right.
That's a first.
Why don't you end this show and tell and just tell us what you're going to do? Everyone's been heard from. Everyone has made their point.
Not quite yet. The one person whose opinion I value the most. There you are, my sweetheart.
Hi.
I just told Nicholas and Adam that I wanted to hear from them what they thought about the future of the company.
I see.
And now I would like to hear from you. What do you think about the two brothers working together?
Well, I doubt that anybody in this room will appreciate what I have to say.
Mom, go for it.
If you insist. Adam, Nicholas, where do I even begin? You have both caused your father so much pain and distress, in spite of being given every opportunity. And you, Adam, are one of the most ungrateful people I have ever known. Your sense of entitlement is staggering, and nothing is ever good enough for you. You wear that chip on your shoulder like a badge. Oh, woe is me. Nobody understands me. Grow the hell up, Adam. I understand you've had heartbreak, you've had hardships, but so has everybody else in this room, and we don't go moping around looking for somebody else to blame our mistakes on. But you seem to think it's your right. Well, I'm here to tell you it isn't. My precious Nicholas, your father's right. You always do seem to have one foot out of the door when it comes to this family. If you don't like the way something is going, stop complaining and do something about it. Try to make it work, and then if you can't, walk away. But don't leave us all hanging, waiting for you to make a decision. Make it. Own it. Be committed to something, son. And my darling, I can't fault you for wanting to create the family that you have always wished for. But this is what you got, and I think it's time for you to recognize that. I don't know what your plans are for Newman Media, but I swear on my life, if you put Adam in charge, I will be angrier with you than you have ever seen me, because you have given him every opportunity. And every time he disappoints you, and that has to stop now. Well, you asked me.
Yes, my darling, and I heard you loud and clear.
So, what are you thinking?
I do not intend to place Adam in a position of power.
Oh.
I guess the golden boy wins again.
Oh, would you give martyrdom a rest?
Enough, Wes. This is a sad moment. I gave both of you an opportunity to work together. Something I've hoped for a long time. I was wrong, it didn't work. So this is what will happen. Once we have successfully folded SNA into Newman Media, you, my darling, will run the damn company.
What?
You will be CEO of Newman Media.
Oh, Victor,
I love it, Mom. You will crush it.
Audra Charles will be your COO. Your Nicholas will go back to Newman Enterprises and assume the co-CEO position that your mother once had.
Okay. Once again, I'm left standing when the music stops. I should have known that you'd pull something like this.
You brought this on yourself, you know that. I gave you a chance to show that you can work together with your brother, that you respect our family. What do? You make sure everyone knows how much is owed to you.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that the merging of two media companies, two powerhouse media companies, which I am by far the most qualified to run, offended your sense of family loyalty. I'm so sorry, Dad.
Stop acting like a child.
And to do it this way, with an audience? Bravo. Bravo. That is a masterstroke of humiliation. You know what? You could have texted me. You could have emailed me. But instead, I had to come in here and perform for you. When the outcome wasn't gonna change, that's world-class cruelty, even for you, Dad.
You damn well know that was not my intention.
Oh, no, of course not. But yet, you succeeded.
Dad asked you to grow up.
Back off, Nick.
All I ever asked of you is to show me just an ounce of humility. You're incapable of it.
And so what, you just leave me with nothing?
You leave me no choice.
You're gonna regret this, Dad.
Son, don't ever make idle threats with me.
Oh, no. They're real. Pops. I promise you that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's done.
You could have run it by me first. I mean, not the part about Adam. I am totally on board with that.
What are you talking about? Naming you CEO of Numa Media? I thought you'd be happy about that.
I can't say that I'm not flattered. I just wasn't expecting it.
Sweetheart, the company needs you then.
It's the right thing to do, Mom.
What about Victoria? What will she say about this?
Her position is secure. For now.
Whoa, I don't like the sound of for now. I don't want to end one family war and start another one.
Are you turning me down or what?
I need to think about it.
All right. What about you, son?
I need to have a serious conversation with Vic first. I'm not going to commit either way until I speak with her. I think that's reasonable.
You can't just close your eyes and take a leap?
I've taken the blind leap before. It doesn't always serve me well. But Mom, I think this is a great call. It's an awesome opportunity, and I really hope you take it. Dad's made some questionable decisions about Adam until today. But I think this is a great one, and I'm proud of you.
Are you upset with me now?
I'm more conflicted than upset.
Why's that?
Darling, I need to think about it. I'm not trying to be coy. I just don't have an answer for you yet. It's times like this when I wish Catherine were still here to talk to consult with.
I know the kind of advice she would give you.
Now, don't be so sure.
Hi, Michael. It's me, Sharon. I don't know if you're back from Singapore yet, and if you're not, I'm not sure when you're returning, but I need some help. I am in a very serious conflict with Victor Newman, and I need some legal advice on how to move forward. I'll also probably need a good attorney to represent me. So when you get this message, please return my call. Thank you.
You really gonna take this to court?
I will if I have to. I'm not gonna back down, Nick. Victor can put all of his attorneys and money and power behind this, but I'm not gonna go away. Deep down, I think Victor knows that he shouldn't be fighting me on this. But if he does, I'll be ready.
I made the same case to him again.
Thank you.
Dad's wrong to do this to you, contract or no. He's trying to make a point. I don't know what it is yet, but he is not budging.
So what did I miss when I left the ranch?
Dad finally did what he should have done years ago. He kicked Adam to the curb. He is out at Newman Media.
Thank you. Join us again for The Young and the Restless.